Is it, what planet are they on? What planet are they on? I smell a K-Mark.
Do you? I don't care.
Oh, no, yeah. Anyway, we're the Grumpy Farmers. I was given this very... Thanks, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Grumpy and Laurie. Grumpy Santa. But today we're the Grumpy Farmers.
Well, we're not very happy.
We're not very happy. Yeah. I think grumpy's the right word. We're not very happy. So, dog. Eve Allen, come here. So, we're going to just... I said to Ian, we need to get and have a chat about this budget thing with the inheritance tax.
Yeah.
Don't knock that over, you silly dog. Right, let's put that over there. We're not politicians. We're not trained media people, are we? We're just honest working people that have a voice on the internet. And we thought we'd say what we thought about it all, really. Where do we start? Where do we start?
Well, after the initial shock...
Shock was...
...of massive. What they've announced and what they intend to do, and then the sort of a little bit of research and the implications of what it is, and then sort of the decision is, I think they got it wrong.
Yeah. Very, very basically, I think they looked at it and saw the asset value of farmland and the farms and thought, we want some of that. Without looking at the wider picture and the reason why the money's there, the value's there.
Well, they think we can afford it.
I know, yeah.
And the general conception of the population seems to be they can afford it.
Yeah.
But it's a case of the farm and the land is how we earn our living. It's not... Without that, you can't actually earn a living.
So. The money's never... The value of the asset is never there to be realised, is it? Well, that's not what farmers do, is it?
No.
It's not like you go, right, OK, we're just going to sell that and go and live in the Caribbean, are we?
But there might be one or two that might...
But
definitely not us.
That's usually the end of the line,
but
isn't
that asset
it?
Might have taken generations to build.
Massively.
And every time you build an asset, and then you have some sons, and then
and
that asset gets split in half, and then they have to add their bit, and then it gets split again, and then it gets added on again. But it gets to the point where if you actually take a chunk out of it, then a lot of farmers just won't be viable. It just will not have...
I think it's hard for people to understand, unless you're in the farming world or have experienced it, what people sacrifice to try and build that business as well. Because what they generally do is they rob themselves financially.
Absolutely.
With a salary, you know, or even lifestyle.
Yeah.
To try and keep that business,
I think it is a lot of lifestyle. I think we do it because we like it. You know, we enjoy the lives we're very lucky. But you forfeit your holidays and your fast cars
And your cars. Yeah. Cars is a classic example, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are some farmers out there with big, lovely, shiny things.
Yeah, but I think a lot of them aren't just farmers.
No,
I think a lot of them have.
But a lot of people, you know, you're driving round. I mean, my car's 13 years old. I don't mind that. It doesn't worry me at all.
Oh, yeah, that's old. Mine's only 10 years old.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, can I swap?
No. No. But
you do give up a lifestyle. And to be honest, you probably save money because you don't go away anywhere because you're bloody working all the time, aren't you? Because you haven't got every weekend. You haven't got... Like, Christmas doesn't come and you've got... say 10 days off over Christmas where you go, well, I've got nothing to do, should we go to Bristol Airport and go to Corfu for 3 days?
No,
because
who's
going to feed the cows? See, when you're working, you're not spending, are you?
No, I suppose. But see, to me, what people would say work, I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I do it because I like it. So
I enjoy it, but I find I've considerably, as I'm getting older, and this thing has probably brought it home to me, is that I'm finding it hard to be motivated when stuff like this hits you in the face all the time. There seems to be, and I don't think the Labour Party understand that, what farming's like when you get smacked in the face with things like TB, things like, you know, the fact that during lockdown, everyone else was off except us. We carried on working the whole time. There wasn't any, oh, well, you can have 3 months building the patio in your garden. Mm. You carried on working. And the weather this year, constant battle all the time.
Oh, it's been terrible.
You know?
It, so.
And then this just... I honestly can't believe it. When I saw it, I'm sorry, I couldn't believe it when they announced it, because I honestly don't think they understood what the farming community and farming people would feel.
But it's like ripping an arm off.
Yeah, totally.
You know, it's like knowing that when I retire, I've got to give one of my children away so I can keep the other ones.
It is.
You know, because your farm is It is. It's your life.
You build it. You love it. You walk around that farm, and everyone knows what I think of the trees on our farm. I walk around, and I see that oak tree, and I particularly the trees I planted when I was a kid and stuff.
Apart from the squirrels.
Apart from bloody squirrels.
Squirrels. So.
But you're the same. You know, you walk around that land, and you've cared for it, haven't you?
Well, I'm the fourth generation up there, and I'll be the ninth generation over there.
Yeah.
So it's part of the family. I mean, I know there are some folks out there that go, oh, well, we're really glad it's happening because it's going to give us a chance to buy some land and maybe do some farming ourselves. And I kind of get that, for there will be some people, but there are also people that are just going to come out from the cities and go, oh, I'll buy that bit of land and I'll be Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have 5 acres and I'll ride my motorboat around it and I'll maybe plant some spuds or something, and then they'll fail. And
I think the sad thing is you've got a position now where some farmers are going to go, just what's the point? I mean, we've battled here for years to keep this place going, and we've been approached for solar farms innumerable times.
Ditto.
And absolutely do not want a solar farm on my land. Okay, if some farmers do that, I understand it. But for me, I'll break my heart to see this place covered in solar. But you do start thinking, you know, what's the point? Yeah. You know,
we're custodians, though, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, and we love it, and we want to love it, and want the next generation to love it and stuff.
Yeah.
But what they don't seem to... I can't understand how the Labour Party can think this, for not just for farming, but for businesses, is that you take your 20% off. So what you're doing then, you either say, OK, that business has got to pay that 20% off over 10 years, they say. Well, a farm business doesn't generate that sort of money, I can tell you that now.
No.
But also, the other option then is to sell some of that business. Well, what have you done then? You've
made the business less viable.
Yeah. And then what? So then the next generation, if they can keep going with that, have then got a smaller business that potentially at the end of their lives they have to sell another chunk. You're breaking it down into...
I think most businesses, if they looked at the figures for agriculture and then found out what the margins are,
shocking.
They'd be a case of, why'd you do it?
I know.
Why'd you do it? I mean, if you're in business, you're looking at, you know, if it's 15% or more margin, well, yeah, that's kind of okay. But we're working on 3, 4, 5% if we're lucky.
Well,
on some years.
One chap emailed me and he said that he's a beef unit, and sometimes they make £25,000 a year profit, sometimes they lose £25,000.
Yeah, but how much is he spending to make that amount of money?
I know.
You know, it's not costing him £25,000 to make £25,000.
No.
It's probably costing him $250,000.
If you took at the asset value, it'd be ridiculous. The returns don't stack up, do they?
No.
And so you could argue that we've got to pay inheritance tax like everyone else then, but... So what the Labour Party haven't said is, okay, so you've got to pay that money back. I tell you what, why don't you get a really good fair market price for your produce so that you can pay that?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
You know, why can't I sell my milk at, say, £3 a litre? Yeah.
Forget the subsidies and all that, we don't need them.
Forget that. Why don't we have, we pay decent capital price. Gains tax, we pay inheritance tax. Hey, I tell you what, you guys can have the market price that will afford that.
Give us the means
to make a decent living and pay off this capital gains tax inheritance tax.
Well, capital gains is going to have us as well, isn't
it? Well, it is, obviously.
It's one way or the other. You sell some land to pay the tax,
and the land is
worth four times what your granddad paid for it 100 years ago, so you've got to pay the tax on the difference.
It's scary, isn't it?
So it's like whichever way you go.
But, you know, this is the whole problem, and this is what really annoyed me about people slagging farmers like myself off in the fact that they're saying, you can afford it. You can afford it as the asset value, but the return on the farm has always been historically low, and it's kind of almost that inheritance tax exemption sort of made up for that.
All the wealth is in the asset, which is the land. There's no cash wealth, or very little cash wealth. So, unless you grow marijuana or something like that, then maybe.
Well, we should get into a cash crop.
Yeah. But is there no
cash? Smoking some good stuff.
Yeah, where can't raise the cash? There's no market for it. People won't pay for it. You want cheap food.
I also laughed as well, because, right, they raised the minimum wage level, okay?
Yeah.
Right? I don't think, as a farmer, I ever make minimum wage on the hours I do.
I've never made minimum wage.
Because, like, I was up this morning with Harry at 6 a.m. No, I actually didn't. I started at 5:30. He came out at 6 a.m. And we were out there. And I thought, what part of my salary is going to be this then? Because I probably don't even charge for this. It's just
Was it £12 something an hour or something?
Something like that. Yeah. Christ, it might have been quid, didn't it? Yeah. Got 12 quid an hour.
Well, that's 100... Well, you're
I'm
doing...
back out there again this afternoon.
So a minimum of 10 hours a day, let's say.
Yeah.
Minimum. So that's 120 quid a day times seven.
I tell you what, I'd be flipping minted.
Yeah.
Well, in my terms, I'd be minted. I mean, that's just unreal, isn't it?
Yeah. You just you can't do it.
We don't get.
You couldn't afford to pay someone else.
I couldn't afford to pay myself. How about that?
Yeah.
I can't afford to pay myself what I'm actually.
Genuinely, I think a lot of the population understands, but so many don't. They just see us out here and go minted. They can afford it, and it's a case of the only way we can afford it is by selling it.
I don't think we're looking for sympathy, are we? We're just looking for understanding. This is.
Yeah,
you know, walk a mile in my shoes. I had some other bloke who came to me and goes, "Oh, you had loads of subsidy, you had single farm payment stuff, and you had grants." And I said, "Well, the subsidy I don't agree with, but what that did primarily was keep the food cheap for you in the supermarket.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's fine by me. You take that away. If you give me a fair market price for my food, that's brilliant." Mm. Grants. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with getting grants, because what they do is they encourage you to do things that wouldn't happen otherwise. Like I roofed over that yard there, we stopped diffuse pollution, and this is where I said to the guy, right, I'm getting grant funding to replant a hedgerow this winter. I'm putting about 1,000 hawthorn plants out. It won't cover my labour costs, but it'll cover the cost of these plants. I said to him, would you come and help me in January?
Yeah.
I won't pay you because I'm not getting paid to plant. Would you come and help me plant that hedge in January? Anyway, he hasn't replied.
Strange, isn't it?
I presume he's quite busy in January.
It's busy summer year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that grant funding is benefiting... It won't benefit me as in it adds no value to my business, but I'm not worried about that. I'm doing it because I bloody love the countryside.
Yeah, we're improving. The whole idea is to make it better.
It is, isn't it? You try and leave...
Look after it.
You try and leave the place a better place than when you found it.
Yeah, that's
it?
The remake.
I think we're all trying that, aren't we?
Yeah. So...
But
I know we're waffling on a little bit.
We're
not scripting this, but this is a case of what you said is right.
What do you think, buddy?
We don't want sympathy.
We're not looking for sympathy.
So we do just want a bit of understanding as to what's going on here. And maybe before you judge us, you do a bit of research into actually what all this underlining is. Because,
well, like I say, come and have a go. Come and have a go and see if you can join and do what we do. And then think you can generate the money.
I've got a dog's tail up my nose on you.
Let me just move him a minute. I mean, we haven't really discussed as well what the outcome will be to try and get around this or deal with it. Because potentially there are ways.
There are ways and means,
but
whatever
we don't
happens,
know yet.
Yeah, but the thing is, you go that way and they'll tax you for that, and they go that way, they'll tax you for that. And it's the case, it's all going to be a burden on the bottom line of the farm. And is it going to be a viable business?
I know.
Can you make it viable?
So, it really frightens me.
And are our kids going to want to take it on? At the end of the day, I mean, why would they want to take on something that's less?
Well, the trouble is, I mean, hand in heart, if I knew that how this would pan out when I was 16, I might as well have just gone and bloody worked for the civil service, get myself an index-linked pension, and flipping out. What would I do? Retire at 60? You're not going to work 65.
Yeah, no responsibility.
No responsibility. Flipping out. This is on my... I wouldn't say it's a burden.
No.
But it's on my shoulders for eternity. Yeah. I'm not going to ever flipping leave here unless I leave in a box.
Feet first in a box.
And that's...
Well, like I said to you earlier, so how many other jobs or careers are there in the world where your apprenticeship is 40 years long?
Also, it never stops, does it? This job, it doesn't stop at 5 o'clock on Friday.
No.
It never stops. I
Well, you're always thinking about it, even if you're not out there doing it.
You're always worrying about it and thinking, is that going to go wrong? Can I do that? I'm thinking about the next thing already. I'm thinking about the cows being inside. I'm thinking, right, we've got that feed sorted. You know, I mean, I'm looking at the TB at the moment. My biggest thing is I've flipping got calves coming out of my ears, and where am I going to put them for the whole winter? You're just always thinking, are you? You never. Anyway, we ought to mention the March thing, really, shouldn't we?
So, 19th. Tuesday the 19th November. NFU are putting on a little thing up in London. We've both registered to go.
We have registered to go.
Whether we can or not, we're going to try.
I really hate to be there. My fear is I've got to try and milk cows before I go. It's 11 o'clock, which is... I've only done it at 2 o'clock. I've got to be in London quite early, but also I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know whether there's any transport laid on.
We've got to find out.
I'm certainly not driving to London. I haven't got the confidence to do that. I confess, I'm not really a city guy.
No.
Bristol's big enough for me. I'm not going to drive to London. I'm hoping there might be a coach or something from the NFU or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
touch wood, either that or it's
going
to be
train. Going on the train is like flipping it. That'd be commuter rush hour, wouldn't it? That'd be a nightmare.
Well, if we go in stinky overalls,
how much is a train ticket as well?
I don't know.
In rush hour.
Because you want to make sure it's got a return, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You don't get back for bloody milk.
Yeah, it's got to be a return.
I can't even go up the night before, because ideally, you know, if you're an Albert guy, you'll be there the night before on a beer, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can't get there until I've sorted out the yard scraping and the milking before I go. And that, so it means I start at bloody 3 o'clock in the morning or something to try and get that done before I can go. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't want to let the farming community down.
No,
we want to be there and shout.
Yeah. And, yeah, if you're involved and you understand then and you can, then maybe you ought to be there as well. No,
I'm hoping so. I really appreciate though that it's, do you know what, it's hard enough for us, it's quite a long way. Is it, how far is London? 120 miles, but we have got a fairly direct line straight there, but the further you are away the more of a nightmare it is, isn't it? You know, and also I am not looking forward to it at all, because I think the congestion is going to be horrific.
Well, normally I would say wild horses wouldn't get me in a city.
Yeah.
But I think this is,
I've got
too
to go
important.
With him. He's got to look after me.
It's too important. Well, actually, I'm going with my
You've
wife.
You've got your wife to look after. She's going to
look after both of us.
She's
yeah.
going to put a tracker tag on us.
She understands London.
Mummy, I'm scared.
Yeah, where are we going now, Julie? That way. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Follow the Julie.
Yeah.
Follow the Julie. We're going to get t-shirts on. Follow the Julie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm following Julie.
I'm following Julie as well.
I'm following the bloke who's following Julie.
Oh, do you get the whole of the farming community to follow Julie? And she can be at the head of the...
Oh, she'd hate that.
She would be good. Yeah, put her with Keir Starmer for 5 minutes, he'd poo his pants, wouldn't he?
Oh, no, I think I'd put her behind. I think I'd like to talk to Sir Keir myself.
I really think what amazes me, right, is that the Labour Party clearly really do not understand farming at all. But also, as a government, you need to work with farming. It's probably one of the key industries it is that will help this country. Let me just swear here, I don't swear very often. You've just shit on the whole of the farming community, who are going to be the backbone of keeping this country going through difficult times like COVID. There was no shortage of food in the supermarkets in COVID, was there?
Every single person needs a farmer 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And if you go to the pub, 4 times a day.
Yeah. Was that for the pork scratches?
Pork scratches. Well, and your beer, with the barley.
I know. Yeah, pork scratchings in there.
Pork scratchings quite important. So chicken.
Fine dry ham and lemonade.
Ooh, leopard spots.
Yeah. Otter's noses. Not an icon news. That was a good one, wasn't it?
No, it was like for Brian.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
No, I reckon that's
otter's noses.
Oh, the otter noses. Yeah, the chicken itchings. I think that was.
And then the hedgehog scratchings. That was not an icon news.
Yeah, get confusing.
Yeah. This your hedgehog, sir.
It's good being of the same generation, isn't it? Because it's completely wasted on my kids. Yeah. Not on 9 o'clock news. If you've not heard of it, go on YouTube and just look up Not 9 o'clock news sketches. They are so funny.
Mm.
And probably a lot of them wouldn't be allowed now.
I like trucking.
I like to truck. I got a Not 9 o'clock news LP, actually.
Oh, yeah?
With the hedgehog sandwich on it. We're completely off the subject here. But that's good.
Yeah.
What else have we got to say? Anything?
We're going to London on the 19th, hopefully. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Hopefully lots of other people will support the same thing, and just whether it's going to do any good, whether they're going to listen to us or not, I don't know, but maybe it's just the straw that breaks the camel's back. So.
And I think every farmer wants to come together and feel like we're all in the boat together, don't we?
Yeah.
We are all in it together, big or small. I don't think, you know, there's thresholds on this. We haven't really covered all that because we haven't got the minute detail. And there are thresholds, and some farmers won't be affected by this. But I think even the people that won't be affected by this inheritance tax know how cruel and wrong this is for the guys who will be.
Mm.
And I think the whole farmer community has come together on this because we absolutely hate what they're doing. And, and as a long-term thing for farming, it's disaster.
Well,
it's disgusting.
I can see a lot of losers in this, and I can see one or two people gaining. Some for the right reason. Many, many for the wrong reason. The accountants, solicitors, and estate
agents.
I'm married
to one, not saying too much. But they don't want to be the winners on this game. It's not in their benefit to see a farming community in strife, is it?
No.
It's in no one's benefit. It's not in the government's long term.
I don't think they thought about it. I think they've done it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, so...
I really think they haven't thought about this. And the threshold they put on there is ridiculous.
Does Keir Starmer own a pair of wellies, do you reckon? Do you reckon he even does? Or what's the name of the flipping woman? I've forgotten her name. What is her name?
I don't know.
Old witch face.
I don't know.
She ain't got a pair of wellies. I bet she hasn't.
I didn't vote for them,
so
I don't know her name.
She has got a pair of wellies. I bet they're like sparkly ones or something.
Yeah, a little froggy face.
I'm not here to slag individuals off, because sometimes that's not very nice, but I am with these two. Because I think they're
a bunch of clowns.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've got it. Right, I might edit this out, I might not, but I just got one thing to say to Keir Starmer. There you go. What he said. Yeah, he comes from him. And I think that probably comes from every farmer that we represent doing this stupid stuff that we do.
All I can say is I really hope in 5 years' time that somebody will come along, and providing they can afford it, mind, because of the amount of money the government's borrowing
Do you know what?
And we're paying for it.
I don't quite get this, right? Call me a bit mental, if you like, right? Generally speaking, if you've got a massive debt black hole, you don't go, let's borrow some more and buy a new kitchen. Would you do that?
Well, let's borrow some more and give everybody a pay rise. Which is all that's done is actually devalue the pound. You've all got a pay rise, but then the cost of everything is going to go up because of your pay rise. So you've got an extra £10 in your pocket, but your shopping's an extra £10, so you're no better off.
I just wonder if you Ian, I come to you and you go, Ian, how much money have you got? And you said, Rich, I'm really, really skint. And then the next thing he said to me, but it's all right, I borrowed a load of money to buy myself some new patio furniture.
Yeah, and my kids can pay it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll borrow some more money, spend some more money, because we're a bit skint. Let's make ourselves really skint.
That's a good idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Bugger tomorrow, buy today,
pay tomorrow.
In the meantime,
should we take Granny's fuel allowance?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Granny can die.
Yeah, and we can
save your NHS some money.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a way to run a country.
Why didn't we think of that?
Kill old people.
Corn up for Prime Minister.
Screw the farmers. Is there anyone in this country they haven't actually really, really pissed off?
Everybody's going to pay.
I've never known.
Apparently the working man's not going to pay.
But what are we then? We're paying absolutely loads.
Yeah, no.
What are we then? We're not working men.
No, we're rich landowners.
Okay. So when I was up this morning, covered in cow plop, at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning, that wasn't working then.
No,
that wasn't working.
That was your hobby, mate.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
You do that for the love of
it. I'm glad you told me that, because I was a bit confused then. For a moment, I thought
You don't want to get paid for it, do you? I flipping dare you.
I thought for a moment I was working, but I'm glad you put that.
No, you do it for the love.
Oh, I forgot that, yeah. I do it for the tax, for the government.
Stupid boy.
I am a stupid I had no idea that wasn't working. I'm sorry.
No, that was hobby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're privileged.
Yes,
to have
it
that.
Was. Do you know why I was wiping that poo out of my eyeball?
I couldn't see.
That was lovely. That was a lovely hobby there. Yes. You know. Anyway,
you're getting silly though, aren't
we? We are good silly though, aren't we?
We like doing.
We need
silly.
To be silly. I'm glad. Yeah. Not being funny. I'm glad we didn't really sort of get together, as it were, until what?
We're not that way inclined.
No, we're not.
No, I just had some days.
No,
you're safe.
You're safe, we're both married.
Yeah.
And we've both got kids. We're free, we know where we're going then.
Yeah.
We're glad we bumped into each other when we did. You came to do a tree here, didn't you, for my dad?
Yeah.
Well, how long ago was that? Probably about 10 years ago? Something like
that.
A bit less.
Yeah.
Good job we did, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we got each other, mate, haven't we?
We are.
Because you do need. And we did a video about mental health, didn't we? Farming mental health.
You do need to talk to each other.
You've got to talk.
Yeah.
And farmers, there's going to be some farmers feeling really crap about this, aren't there?
And everybody's so frightened of being judged.
I know.
And you know what? Just talk to someone. Get some help.
Yeah.
There's help out there. Get some. You know, if you're feeling that down, go and talk to somebody.
It is better to talk, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is much better to talk to someone than it is to bottle it up and be it. But that's really hard if you're on a farm as well. This is another thing that I don't think they
realise. Pride and everything else, because there's expectations.
Yeah.
In there. We're expected to do certain things or not do certain things or do. Got to be a dead straight line. Can't have a. You know, it's.
It's really hard on a farm, though, because you are on your own, aren't you? And your thoughts are your own. But, you know, if you're in an office, there's a certain amount of banter. There's a certain amount of, how was your day? Oh, it's a bit crap. You know, what do you think about this? And I work with my brother, and that's okay, because I've got someone that we stood and talked about this the other day. But there's plenty of farmers out there who don't work with anyone else.
They might spend weeks without actually seeing anybody
else.
Yeah,
and things go round in your head, and you can go off at a tangent, and there's no one there to say, "Oi, stop that."
Hello, mate. Yeah. Or there's a solution.
Yeah.
You could do this instead, or you could do that, or.
And this is what, you know, making these decisions like the inheritance tax and stuff, doing this, it's they don't realise the mental impact it has on the farming community, that people that are already really struggling mentally, just another bloody thing, isn't it?
Go on, mate.
I hope we kind of covered most things in a kind of
great big round,
not too bad a way, really. Yeah. I don't, you know, we haven't, like I said, we haven't got a plan about discussing stuff like that. I thought we just needed to
have a conversation, haven't we?
Yeah.
We're just having a conversation.
Yeah, and you're part of that conversation. I don't know, we haven't probably changed, we haven't changed anything, have we?
No.
But that's up to the politicians, isn't it? But
if they can change that number one to, so like, maybe a number four.
Well, you mean the, well, yeah, I had to laugh when they said £1 million threshold.
Is it,
what planet are they on? What planet are they on a farm? £1 million, that's nothing.
No.
That is, they said protect the family farm. Family farms are worth more than £1 million.
Yeah, but that million threshold quid has taken how many generations to build?
Jesus Christ, yeah. I'm talking of 1822 our family.
How many farmers could go out now and buy a £4 million farm?
No, because you don't start like that. We didn't start here. I think the farm was originally 50 acres, and it was rented from the squire.
Mm.
And my great-great-great-grandfather bought off the squire 50 acres. Mm. And there was a mortgage on it in 1901.
Yeah, I started on 28 acres and went to 38 acres, and it's now 57 acres. And that's taken me 30 years.
Well, yeah. So. And all you hope is you have a little go, don't you? And you add a little bit.
And
you try and think you've done something good.
But you put your life into it.
You do.
Yeah.
You do put your life. We covered this before, but you sacrifice a lot, don't you, to try and, and do good and do the right thing. Yeah. And also, oh, God almighty, do they not understand, the politicians at Westminster, that what a farm is? It's part of a bigger thing. It's part of a bigger... It's a network of people and a community. And you start taking that apart, you tear bits out of the countryside, chunks of it just go.
Well, the countryside legacy is going to disappear, isn't it?
You need all these little farms, you need them, because they make a fabric. And if you take chunks out of that fabric, you end up with one bland piece that's like
a
10,000 acre farm that is just three blokes on a tractor.
Yeah.
It doesn't contribute in the same way as lots of little guys. Right, I'm going to shut up. Anything else you want saying?
I just think, you've heard it. This has been a real kick in the guts for lots of small, medium family farms. The big ones are going to suffer as well. Everyone's going to suffer. Basically, I'm not lost for words, but a lot of the words I want to use, I can't. Because I want to put this out to, you know.
Yeah, I would actually like to say quite a few rude words, actually.
Maybe we'll turn the camera off.
YouTube channel, you know I don't generally swear. Because I kind of feel like it's a family-orientated thing. A lot of families with kids watch it.
Yeah.
And I want my kids to be able to watch it. I don't believe in potty mouth, really.
No need for
it. And there was a little bit of rudeness on there, but very small amount. But
Minor rudeness.
Off camera, I think me and Ian are probably going to go and say a few more words that we won't be able to print.
Like bottom.
Well, that's quite a good one, but I think ruder words than that.
Arse.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Should we sign off?
We haven't got a sign off, have we?
No.
I mean, I hope you understood some of the waffle.
Yeah.
Genuinely, heartfelt, again, really. What we're saying is we don't want your sympathy.
No, we don't. We just want understanding.
We just want understanding as to what they've done and the consequences of what they've done. Not just to necessarily us, not really going to affect him and me. A terrific amount.
No, because we'll die.
But your boys...
Oh, well, Harry, I'm just really worried about him.
My kids, are they actually going to be able to farm? Will there be enough of the farm left to make it viable that they can farm? Or are they just going to sell it? And that over there is going to end up as a solar farm? Or battery storage? Or a wind farm? Or a housing estate? Because if it's not viable... I mean, the margins are so small anyway. But if it's not viable... Well, what's the point of carrying on? You're just flogging a dead horse. You're flogging yourself.
And what are they trying to achieve? Are they trying to make it so that the only farms that are going to be left are these massive conglomerates that have bought up all the little bits and just created some sort of...
Like, well, they can produce it cheaper in mass, but they can't produce the quality that we can.
No.
So.
Well, the thing is, it's almost like they just want to import everything from abroad. They're just going, well, plant trees here.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we'll put some solar panels there, wind turbine there. I tell you what, let's screw the ones that are left and don't make it viable for them to produce any British food. So we can get it all from flipping Eastern Europe, where the regs aren't so good.
Food security is not part
of the Let's just bring it in. Sod the farmers. We don't need them.
Yeah.
We don't need old farts like us. Anyway, my wife said so.
I'm a young fart on the inside.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm only an old fart on the outside. Okay,
you're not 60 yet, are you? You're still young.
No,
fart.
It's another year to go.
What, actually, what age do you become officially classed as old, do you think?
Now?
Yeah. What's old?
I don't know.
I feel about 25.
Inside, I've still got...
This bit doesn't look 25.
Yeah.
I still got the kid in me.
I can still do it.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to
know about that bit.
But I might not jump from off three bales now. I might get down onto the second bale and jump down.
And then you'll worry about your knees.
Yeah, well, that's
you need
it.
Them.
Yeah.
I know.
I have to be paratrooper roll.
Yeah. So. Right, well, anyway, we've had a bit of fun and a bit of sadness and a bit of... Well,
generally, the government's made a mistake. I don't think they've realised it yet, or whether they're going to be able to step back.
They might never realise. I mean, they won't ever see the suffering and misery that it's going to cause to some people, will they? No. They'll just see the checkbook. Starmer uses a checkbook, I don't.
Yeah.
They'll just see the money coming into the exchequer, won't they? They won't see the heartache of breaking up a farm that's been in a farm for generations and stuff.
It is, yeah.
They won't see that.
Yeah. The next generation are really going to suffer for this. So
it is. The next generation are going to suffer as this goes through.
Yeah,
it's going to create hardship for people.
Well, trying to be just nibbling away at it, isn't it?
Just there is no money in farming to pay for this. It's just stupid. It's just, I don't know. Honestly, like if I came to you and said to you, Ian, this is a brilliant idea. I got a brilliant idea. You've got a business. Let's just sell some of it so that you can give me some to build some roads somewhere. But afterwards, your business will be a bit knackered. Is that all right? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, up yourself.
All right, brilliant.
Yeah,
I'll do yourself, that.
Yeah, you carry
but
on.
If you were sat down as a planning meeting for the budget, would you think someone would go, hang on a minute, there's a problem there. These guys feed us.
I think they understand. I think they need to understand the meaning of the word consequences.
Yeah.
So
they don't. Right. Let's finally finish, because otherwise we could go on you'll be watching this video live stream for another 45 years. We'll still be here. We won't make that bloody mark.
Right. Well, your doppelganger on TikTok can cut bits out of it,
I've got rid of him.
Oh, I've got one now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's people who are ripping us off on TikTok, copping us. Yeah. Anyway, that's another story.
All right,
crack on.
Bye.
Excuse me. Oh, my knees. Let's go milking.
All right.